Captain's Log. You want to know who the hell Ryan Davis is? My man today is in the house, and Aaron Branch is in the back. He's chilling. Let's take a ride, guys. We're going to do this.
Let's do it.
So, first radio station down. We just leave 105.5 The Beat. We're heading over to 103.9 and 96 K-Rock. How was your travels in, buddy?
Oh, man. It's been crazy busy, man, because I've usually... it's just a weekend thing, but I did a college in Louisiana, yeah. And so I've not gotten much sleep. Last night was the best sleep I've gotten.
Well, we cuddled all night, so it worked out well.
And Brian's the best cuddler, man. By far. Out of all club owners, let me tell you, the best.
You like the snuggle.
No, when you're in front of them, they got to be number one.
Yeah, well, you are by far the funniest comic I've ever seen in my life.
Exactly.
So, I mean,
see?
It doesn't, you
see,
know.
Aaron's learning.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Slowly but surely.
No matter what number they are, they're number one when you're in front of them.
That's right. Aaron, how long you been in the comedy game, buddy?
I've been doing comedy now for almost 8 years.
Awesome.
8 years.
And Ryan, this is what? How many years for you?
I'm going on six.
Six years. And obviously you blew up on social media. Facebook was the thing. Here's the question. Did it take you time to figure out the algorithms, or did you just have a video that blew up and then you're like, holy damn? And how did you figure out, like, because you've done it many times.
Yeah.
Everything you post can't possibly just go viral. There's a little bit of a recipe. I mean,
yeah, nah, man, you figure out
everything.
You start figuring out time, what's the best times to post, what kind of content does better than others, everything, man. You start figuring out the algorithm. And
everyone
keywords.
Always talks about the algorithm. Like, for you, the algorithm is what? Is it like is it because based on when you release it, or how does that work? What do you look for in the algorithm?
Well,
you don't have to give us your trade secrets, but like, what's the deal? What is your favorite kind of
algorithm
formula?
Well, mine has always been make sure that it's something that I want to talk about, so that makes it funny.
Right.
If it's something that I want to talk about, that guarantees...
It's not forced.
No, it's not forced.
That's what you're saying.
Because people can tell when it's forced.
Right. People just put out content based on something new in the news, right?
Yeah.
And it's forced. You're always doing shit that you, like, get behind and believe in. Or just your personal feelings, yeah?
Yeah. And it's got to be something that people want to hear about, too. Like, I always want... to get something that once you see the title, you go, oh, I want to see what Ryan has to say about this.
Right.
So
how do you come up with the title? Because I know so many people that they come up with a post, then they sit there for 2 hours freaking working on the post to make sure the title's right, to make sure everything just pops just right. How do you come up with those kind of catchy titles?
My title, I name it based off of what would make me go,
what the hell is this?
What the hell is this? Yeah, what?
Like, who the hell is Ryan Davis?
Yeah,
this guy?
What is this dude talking about? So, and then, you know, anytime, I just want to talk about interesting things. Like, here's something interesting. All right, we got Aaron in the back. Aaron will be doing the shows with me this weekend. This is what made me like Aaron. It wasn't even his stand-up.
I still don't like him, so I'm trying to figure out what's going to make me like him.
Captain
Brian! I'm trying to figure this out. This is good. I'm really interested in this right now.
So,
what's going to make me like him?
So, me and Aaron are hanging out. I love talking comedy. And we're from two different generations of comedy. Like, I'm 32, he's 23.
Right.
So
he's a young buck coming up.
Yeah, but he's been doing it longer than me.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But we talk about different things, and we have different people that we like. You know what I mean? Like, there was a little bit... some of the comics I like are a little bit older, and he likes some of the guys who are younger, too, that I don't necessarily pay attention to.
Right.
So I get feedback, listen to each other's sets, stuff like that. We were hanging out. I've never seen him do comedy yet. Nothing. I don't know. I wouldn't know if he was funny or not.
I still haven't seen him, but I've
seen him now. But at the time, at the time, I hadn't seen him do comedy.
Yeah.
And we were just hanging out, and you know, different comedians have different vices. Some comedians drink. Some do drugs. Some, you know, like me,
just jackasses. Some are just owners.
So a lot of people think they want to hang around comedians. Comedians always have vices.
Right.
That's
right.
Something. Luckily for me, it's food. Like, if you don't want to eat times in one day, I'm not your guy. But if you eat a lot, I'm your guy.
Well, dude, I'm the man for food. Like, you tell me what you want, I'm like, on it, baby.
So we're hanging out, and one of the comics that we're around, he starts drinking. And see, he's already, you know, I'm gonna tell the story. This is hilarious, dude. Starts drinking. And
before
then,
you tell the story, tell everyone where they can find you on Instagram and Facebook.
Facebook, you can find me at Ryan Davis. Just search Ryan Davis videos. Instagram, you can find me at Ryan Davis Comedy on Instagram. All right, so a comic, he starts drinking. You know, we doing a bunch of events in one day. You know,
we don't know who this comic is.
No, I'm definitely not saying his name.
This is the Captain's Log. No one watches, man. No one watches this show.
There's over 130 people in here watching right now. So no. So he starts drinking, and then out of nowhere goes, "Hey Ryan, you trying to wrestle?" I'm like, "Nah." And I'm super sober, and I don't wrestle. I don't anything. Aaron's like this little.
He just wanted to wrestle.
Yeah, just wanted to. I don't know, because he gets. When he drinks, he gets aggressive. So, yeah, he's
keep
like.
Keep going, I'll figure out who it is.
Yeah, so Aaron's sitting
there.
Is
he white or black?
Oh, man.
It was Dave Chappelle.
Right, so Dave is like, "You want to wrestle?" Right? I'm like, "Nah, Dave, I'm not trying to wrestle." And Aaron is sitting on my couch. Aaron is like, he's a 23-year-old guy. You can see him.
Wiry dude. Get in the ring.
Aaron is like, "Nah," but he's real low key. And he's like 120 pounds. So Dave Chappelle turns to Aaron, right? It wasn't Dave Chappelle.
It sounds great.
So the comedian turns to Aaron and is like, "Want to wrestle?" And I feel like older brother, I feel the need to protect Aaron. So I'm like, "Nah, Aaron's not trying to wrestle." Aaron was like, "Absolutely."
And so was the dude bigger than Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there like.
Aaron was feeling it though. He was in his feelings.
He wasn't drinking. So I was like, "No." And I'm thinking Aaron, like, even though Aaron said absolutely, in my mind, I'm still thinking he said no. So, because
like
I
didn't just have it.
Yeah, because I said no for him in my mind already. So I'm like, "Dude, Aaron said no." Aaron's like, "No." I said, "Yes, absolutely." And then Aaron stands up. I'm like, "What is about to happen in my house?"
And were you just, in the house?
Yes, in my house.
Okay, did you move the couch and the coffee table?
They didn't move anything.
No ring set up. Just straight
table.
They didn't move nothing. And then I started to look at my friend, because I was like, "Yo, he just agreed out of nowhere to wrestle you. Either he's a lunatic. Or he enjoys rolling around with men.
Right.
Or he's a professional wrestler."
Yeah,
dude.
He's a WWE champion.
Something's going on.
I was a varsity wrestler in high school.
And that makes sense. That's a good move.
And he was like, "I was
a little pretzel."
He was, man, listen.
I've been to a man pretzel.
Yeah, it was so funny because it immediately switched from me being, because Aaron said, "Oh, no, I was a varsity wrestler in high school. Love wrestling. My family wrestles." And then I was like, "He comes from a line of wrestlers?"
Shout out to Carl.
Oh, my God.
I immediately flipped from being scared for Aaron to being scared for my drunk friend. Even though he was bigger. And then he tried to shoot on Aaron. Aaron stuffed it, had his hand around his neck, flipped him over and pinned him. And I'm looking at this small guy having this dude easily bigger than him.
I knew he was wiry. I've seen it.
The dude couldn't go nowhere. I was like, "What just happened in my house?" One, like, I saw, and then as soon as I saw that, I was like, "Aaron, you're going on the road with me, dude."
So, you want to come to
Naples? Yeah, you want to come to Naples, dude? I ain't even seen his comedy yet, but I was like, shoot.
You saw his freaking
I was like, I know he's fearless. I know he's fearless.
I'm the John Cena of comedy.
He's the John Cena of comedy, right? John Cena of comedy. You ever seen somebody do a people's elbow in the living room?
Oh, my God.
It is amazing.
So here's what I think. Every time I see, like, guys, oh, let's have a slap fight. Let's wrestle. Let's do this. I'm thinking, like, at what point are people just going to start really fighting?
Yeah, that's right? Always my thing.
So then your house is gonna get busted up.
Oh my God!
People getting their feelings after a while.
Yeah, after a while, yeah.
Yeah, if you really mess with somebody, they'll really like that little tear comes out.
Yeah, my buddy in comedy's a wrestler and a wrestling coach. I think Jay Moore, right? He's a high school wrestling coach.
Okay.
And Adam Hunter, they actually coach sometimes together.
That's really.
Do you know Adam? Do you guys know Jay Moore?
Yeah, I know Jay Moore.
Cool. They wrestle, so you guys are like, I guess wrestling and comedy kind of is a thing.
It's not for me.
No.
I wrestle with my.
You know, I have Dolph.
I wrestle with self control. That's the only thing.
Next Wednesday, I have Dolph. Dolph Ziggler. He's like the champ, right? He's performing at the club.
Oh, that's gonna be great.
Yeah. So it's a whole wrestling thing. Today's our wrestling show, guys.
I remember when Dolph made it rain on Wildin' Out.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a cool moment.
Yeah, they were doing a show with props, and one of the props was like a chair. He went and sat it down, and one of the girls came in front of him to twerk in front of him, and he really, and like, I thought it was going to be like a joke, make it rain.
Yeah.
He made it rain so much, the staff started picking up money. Like, it was a lot.
Well, he's got all that wrestling money.
Yeah,
dude.
He got that wrestling money.
He got paid by McMahon.
Is wrestling money really that big still?
What?
Still?
What?
Do people still? Dude, I mean, I used to watch wrestling when I was younger.
It's bigger than ever, right?
It's bigger than ever now.
I don't get it, though.
I just saw highlights from WrestleMania, right?
Highlights.
It was no money back then when it seemed so big.
I saw highlights from WrestleMania. Triple H came to the ring in a car that looked like it was from Mad Max. They built him a car from Mad Max from him to ride to the ring on top of.
Damn.
And if you know anything about budgets.
He's got Mad Max money.
To go to the ring one time. They built that for him to go. Never using it again. The ring one time.
I met Hulk Hogan and Macho Man Randy Savage in the same lunch. At the same time.
Where were you getting lunch?
Dude, Atlanta. Back in freaking, like, 96. Hulk Hogan and Macho Man.
He was at Freak Big, girl.
Yeah. I wasn't dropping elbows. I was just hanging out, dude.
Oh, my God.
That's dope, man. I would freak out, honestly.
Macho Man. Macho Man and Hulk Hogan, the things that scared me about them was their tan. Those were the two... deepest tan dudes I've ever seen. Period.
How we freeze up?
I don't know.
I don't know. We got
I don't
stuck.
Even know if we're recording or not.
Yeah, we are. We're here. We're still recording. But I don't know what happened. It just froze up right there. he just got stuck on you. This is the Captain's Log. This is the podcast, guys. Ryan Davis.
Wait, I don't think it's still recording.
We're recording. We're still live here.
Oh, wow.
So we're good. So we're kicking it. We don't have... That'll be fine. It'll be up.
Am I the only person who thought Macho Man was, like, mixed because he was so dark?
Right?
Like, I was like, he has to have, like, something. No, they tan really good. Him and Hulk Hogan tan.
That's insane.
Really well, man.
I mean, how about Hulk Hogan, though, the life that this dude's lived? And then last 10 years of his life been crazy.
Sex tape was
wild. Yeah.
Well, that's what, he was at WrestleMania. I was so happy to see him at WrestleMania because what happened was they illegally, recorded him having sex with somebody,
right.
And then he dropped the N-bomb.
Yeah.
And then they was, you know, and in this climate, you know, you gotta, separate yourself from anybody who says something that, but we talking about Hulk Hogan here, man. Hulk Hogan is wrestling.
Dude, legendary, right?
Yeah, like, he literally built WWE on his back.
I know.
He ruined his body. So the McMahons can have the fortune that they have.
For real.
Like,
Hogan,
you know,
was a great TV
people
show.
Make mistakes, man. You can punish somebody, but to try to ban Hulk Hogan from wrestling
it's
forever.
Crazy. It's crazy.
And me, as a black person, I was like, I don't know, I was kind of stiff piddly, man. Like, that's how I knew how important he was to wrestling, that even as a black person, like, hearing the wrestling N-word, I'm like, hey, man, we got to do something about this. Yeah, he's banned from wrestling. Hold on. Hulk Hogan's banned from wrestling? All right. Like,
we got to talk about this.
I was talking about, like, have him miss the next two WrestleManias. Maybe stop selling his merchandise. Yeah, make him do a press conference.
Yeah.
Make him do a match with The Rock and he gets jumped by a bunch of black people.
You know, all that.
Like, something, all that. You know, turn it into the storyline, but don't take Hulk Hogan away from wrestling. This is ridiculous.
You know, all that happened in Tampa, right? With Bubba the Love Sponge, the radio guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that all happened right here.
Jeez. Wow. Insane.
Yeah, but he ended up suing Gawker. They ended up giving him like
$100 million.
Yeah. And they added on like another 25.
Right.
He asked for 100. The judge was like, nah, we'll give you 125.
Yeah, I know, for real.
Welcome to America, sir.
Yeah, that's a man, that is,
because he's a real American.
Yeah, I need to.
He's a whole cool. He's like, by the way, you saw some t-shirts. I got some t-shirts
supposed to the back. That is the bomb, though. Dude, you know, how does that not get you pumped up?
But
when
Hulk
you're a
kid? Hogan, oh, God, I thought Hulk Hogan was Superman.
Right?
It was Superman. Hulk Hogan, this is how great Hulk Hogan was, right? Like, sometimes he was a face his whole career, and then they made him a heel. They made him a bad guy for the NWO. And I still loved him. He's so great that the NWO was supposed to be hated, and they were loved.
They loved him, right.
Like, that's why him and Shawn Michaels are two of my favorite ones. DX, they tried to make the Generation X, like, hate it.
Right.
But they couldn't because you just loved them so much.
I got to spend the whole weekend with Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
Dude, good dude. That's God bless him. Dude. Amazing. What a cool dude.
I like that he lets Ronda Rousey wrestles in like a Roddy Piper type thing. That's dope. Rowdy Ronda Rousey. I think that's so cool to pay homage to the greats, man.
It was a good time. Well, guys, this is the Captain's Log. Don't forget, you can always download the podcast. You can find it anywhere you get your podcast. Give it a 5-star, because I had Ryan Davis on today. How can you not want to rate Ryan Davis 5 stars? My God, I might be worth 1, but this guy's definitely 5.
Come on.
Don't forget, you're going to see him at Off the Hook Comedy Club all weekend live at offthehookcomedy.com. Get your tickets. This is the Captain's Log. Love you guys the most, and tune in tomorrow. Hey, I'm going to the Tortugas music festival, so follow me, because we're going to be there live. Check it out.